This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's Close Up is Willis Botney. She is with the Shepherd Staff on Locust Street in Spruce Pine. A lot of folks know that is Lower Street. And she's with us today to talk about the needs of Shepherd Staff. Willis, tell us, what do you need?
Well, right now, with the winter coming on, we need assistance with the fuel. There are more and more people that need fuel assistance, and the price has gone now over $3 a gallon, and that's very high for fuel. And they have no means of funding themselves with any fuel. So that's one of the main things that's coming in right now. Our main ministry, though, is food, mm-hmm. and that's what we have a lot of people coming in requesting that we've never had before. One of the things that we do need is volunteers to help work in the thrift store and Shepherd Staff, but we also need the people to realize that anything they donate to Shepherd Staff is tax deductible, and we do give them an acknowledgement of that when they bring the clothing and the different items in, household items. We give them a receipt right then that says it is tax deductible and that they did not receive anything for that donation. If they give us a donation of money, we send them in the mail a acknowledgement of that donation and when it was given, and that also states that it is tax deductible and they did not receive anything for that donation. So they can claim every bit of that off their taxes.
Talk about the churches and organizations that do help you.
Well, actually, Shepherd Staff is owned by the Churches of Mitchell County. They started Shepherd Staff. And right now, they give us about 3 to 5% of our income. So we need to get more churches involved in supporting Shepherd Staff.
During October, your organization actually fed more people?
More people than we ever have before. Mm-hmm. We were shocked to see the numbers coming in. We had 96 families request food boxes in October. Of that, we fed 240 people in 1 month with enough groceries that would feed them three meals a day for 4 to 5 days for the family. And we try to do that with every single food box we give out. We have a program whereby the churches supply the basics that we don't get from manna, the food bank, and it saves us a lot of money on our income, on our expenses for our food, and that is that we fill the food pantry one product at a time. The churches that participate in this call us and ask us what we need them to supply for the next month, and they put that in their news bulletin, and then they bring these supplies in, which keeps our food budget down, but it keeps our food boxes well nourished for the people.
We know that economically it's bad times in Mitchell County, a sign of the economy and loss of jobs, all those things. That means people are in need, and that's where your organization comes in to help these folks in need, but you also need help to help the needy.
That's very true. It seems like that one hand helps to wash the other. We need people to shop in Shepherd Staff. When they shop in Shepherd Staff, they help feed the hungry people. When they shop in Shepherd Staff, they help pay past due utilities to keep people from becoming homeless. They help with us covering medicine for the elderly or the sick in the wintertime when they need the more medication that they can't afford to buy. So, yes, we need people to shop in Shepherd Staff. We need them to help us help others. The thrift store used to give us 63% of our income. Now it's down to 40-some percent. This year we are $15,000 behind what we were 2 years ago. Last year we finished up the year $20,000 short on our budget from the thrift store. And it can't continue that way.
You're right about that. It sure cannot continue. If someone wants to volunteer or their organization would love to get interested in helping you, because there are some great organizations in our community that would love to reach out a hand and help you, just tell us what to do.
They can call us at 765-5385. They can come by the store at 125 Locust Street. We invite them to come in and look around and see what we've tried to do in the store to make it more presentable and more attractive for the people to want to shop there. And our clothing mainly is $1, $2, and $3, big sections. $1, $2, and $3 to help the people that can't afford to pay more than that. And those that can't afford, that's what they can buy it for. I learned when I came to Shepherd Staff about the needs of the poor people. I had no knowledge of that. Since I've been there, it devastates me to see that we can't do more for them. That because of because of finances, we cannot do more for them to help them. We're down now to 50-gallon help with oil. That is all we can afford. And then they have to haul it from Stamey's because that's the only way we can afford that.
If you can help, please call Shepherd Staff. Our thanks to Willis Botany with Shepherd Staff in Spruce Pine. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.